Hello, my name is Jason Inman.
And I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And welcome to the Movies That Inspired Us podcast. That's right, it's a brand new podcast, it's a brand new thing, and we're here to talk about movies that have inspired us, you know, because I think it's easy to say that movies inspire us, and we need to be more inspiring, and we're looking for a way to be inspired in the world, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
We're looking to bring you inspiration through what brings us inspiration.
It's funny, before we started this podcast, Ashley mentioned that our theme song music sounded very much like PBS or a NPR podcast, and I didn't mean to start out our intro very NPR.
I feel like we're skipping through the woods to go to Downton Abbey or something.
Jason Inman, it's currently 87 degrees in Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, and
there is something about evoking PBS and NPR that makes you kind of want to do a very soft Atlantic and aspirate a little more in your voice instead of yelling like we do on Geek History Lesson.
Yes, we want this podcast to feel very much like the third movement of Chopin.
We want it to be thought-provoking. We want you to feel erudite. We want you to feel educated. We want you to feel a sense of denouement as we wrap up at the end of each episode.
No, we don't. We want to talk about them movie pictures with the bang bang and the chitty chitties and the bang bangs.
The chitty chitties and the bang bangs.
The chitty chitty bang bangs. I love you. Anyway,
I mean, that movie rocks.
So this is our pilot episode. Basically, what is going to happen on this podcast going forward is that each and every episode, we're going to start with Ashley and then myself are going to pick a movie that inspired us in some way. What does that mean? Well, and Ashley, feel free to jump in on any of these points. You know, it's like, it's a movie that like, maybe inspired us to start our creative careers, or a movie that has a scene that has really stuck with us, or a score, or a poster.
We're gonna take inspire to mean a lot of different things in a lot of different ways.
And personal to us, too.
And very, very personal. So I think it's gonna be a wild ride month to month, seeing the breadth and width of what we find inspiring, because I think a lot of people think of us as being comic book people,
yeah,
but the horizons are a lot bigger than that, too.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, you know, Ashley and I, we've been doing the Geek History Lesson podcast for 9 years.
Next month.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, in terms of that, you know, I've worked for DC Comics, I worked for Rhett and Link, I've worked for Honest Trailers, I work for CBS Television right now, but I've done a lot of stuff in the pop culture sphere talking about television shows and movies, and you have as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, so we've definitely talked a lot about movies, but I don't think we've ever really talked about the things, the pieces of art that really inspired us to go into creative careers.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe even gave us the confidence that, oh, they did this, I could do this too.
I don't know if any movie ever gave me that, to be honest with you. But that's a fair point. But I most of the time I look at movies and I'm like, I could never do that. That's the way I look at it. I guess I'm more like a yokel. I'm more wowed by movies. I'm like, woo!
No, I'm the... I told this on our main podcast, Geek History Lesson. I think I told the story when we covered the Fellowship of the Ring for its 20th anniversary. I remember learning that Elijah Wood was 19 when they started shooting that movie, and being like, oh, cool, I could do that.
At 19?
At 19, not knowing that he'd been in the industry since he was 3 years old, or understanding any of the complications. But like, I think we're both trying to impart that this is going to be more personal than traditional film analysis.
Yes, I think so as well. You know, and I thought a great thing that would be really interesting for this sort of like pilot episode.
Mm-hmm.
And again, every episode, at the end of every episode, we'll announce the movie that we're going to watch next so that you all can watch it with us.
And we'll let you know where the easiest place to get it is.
Yeah, hopefully, because we don't want you to pay for these. Well, we do, because we want you to support these artists.
We want you to support it
but if you can
legally.
Look, you're going to watch the ads, okay? Sorry, just go with it. I have some fun movie questions.
Okay,
that
let's
I thought
do it.
Would be some fun, interesting things to kind of let the listeners know, sort of like our movie tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out fresh, starting out right out the gate.
I love that.
What was the first movie you saw in movie theaters, Ashley? I don't know if I know this answer.
I think the first one I remember is The Lion King.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Might not be true, but it's the first one I remember seeing.
Why do you think that might not be true?
Because I don't remember being like 3 years old or 2 years. I don't know if my mother...
Can we call Denise on the phone right now?
Whatever. I mean, it is almost midnight in her time zone, so we
could. Do you
want
to bring her into this podcast right now? Do you want to call her and see if she'll answer?
Sure.
And tell her, put her on speakerphone and be like, hey, okay, here, this is exciting, guys. We are calling New Brunswick, Canada. We won't say the exact location. But are you FaceTiming her?
It's the only way she'll answer the phone.
Okay, make sure you turn it up so that put it closer to the mic so the mic can hear it. Here we go live in the air.
Let's see. Not gonna answer.
She probably won't answer.
Okay, first of all, I have to legally tell you this. I'm recording. I have one question and then I'll let you go. That's my mom's dog. Mom, what was the first movie that I saw in movie theaters?
The delay is gripping.
Lion King?
Yeah, it was either that or The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay.
Oh, it could have been The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay, thank you. I love you. I'll call you tomorrow.
Love you.
Bye.
And special guest.
Denise St. Pierre. Making her podcast debut.
Oh, wow. But not
she doesn't
her...
know what podasts are.
No, but she made her actually film debut in The Red Shirt Diaries.
She did. It's her only acting role to date.
So it was definitely Lion King's Hunchback of Notre Dame was years later.
Yes.
I know. Yeah, so it was not Lion King. Okay, cool. What do you remember? From the first time seeing The Lion King that really like stuck
crying.
With you.
Okay. Crying. I remember crying.
The death of Mufasa knocked your socks off?
It did. It did not emotionally prepare me for my own father's death nine years later.
Woo! we're not talking about any light issues on this podcast, well,
certainly,
everybody.
Certainly not. What I honestly most remember is the music. I loved the Elton John songs.
Oh,
okay. I really loved Can You Feel the Love Tonight. That was like
that song all about sex.
That was my jam as a little. And then I remember it coming on the radio. I didn't understand how radio worked.
Oh, yeah. And I remember. And I don't think on the radio it was Elton. It was somebody else.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty certain it was somebody
else. But I remember leaning up to the speaker in my mom's car and saying, play Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And my mom was like, that is not how the radio works. I was ready.
Radio. Please play Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
I was so ready for Siri.
You were.
Before Siri was
ahead of the trend.
Here's another fun fact kind of tying into that. I am a classically trained flautist, and the first full song I learned how to play on my flute was Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King, because it's only about 5 notes long.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and I really like The Lion King. I am not someone from my generation where it's my favorite Disney movie.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why it's a turning point. I understand why for people it really resonates with them, but I've always liked the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first one that I can remember probably true according to Denise. Mm-hmm. How about, I know your answer.
Do you?
I do.
Okay. Well, mine is a re-release.
Yes.
And it was in the 80s when they re-released the animated Bambi.
I've never seen Bambi.
That was, mom gets shot like the first 10 minutes.
We had the picture book of it.
Interesting. Does mom get shot in the picture book?
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
Yeah. And then there's that like nasty stepdad Buck who...
Like, he doesn't care about Bambi.
Yeah, he's like kind of the leader of the herd or whatever, mm-hmm. even though there would not be a buck in the herd.
Yeah.
And he's not nice. He's not a nice man.
So it was Bambi. I saw it with my aunt and my mom in Lawrence, Kansas. I remember I was very young. Now, the movie that I remember seeing young that really impacted me is a tie, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tie between I got to see the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie in theaters for a birthday gift when I was young. And then later that same summer, or it might've been the next, I think it was the same summer, I got to see Batman 89 in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like sort of both my birthday gifts. Mm-hmm. So getting to see like these two big adventurous superhero movies. And to be honest with you, I think they mostly hold up even nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they of course have, you know, aged appropriately.
Techniques and stuff.
Yeah. But like, I still think they're pretty solid. So that was, I think, the first time I would say those two films were the first, cause I like Bambi, but those two films were the first time where I was like, oh, this is like the power of story. Like this is I think I was too much of a spectator. I was too young to mm-hmm. understand that Bambi was a piece of art.
Uh-huh.
And then I think when I saw Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I know they're not artful films. Look, they're not Oscar-winning films, guys. They're just like simple, you know, action-packed.
TMNT actually is quite artful, especially with the suits and the puppetry.
For several years, it was the highest-grossing independent film of all time.
Yeah, it was. The birth of New Line Cinema, which would eventually give us the Lord of the Rings.
But I remember that was the first time where I had the idea where I was like, oh, stories can make you feel certain ways. Because in Turtles, there's several moments where, like, so they think Splinter's dead and they got to move on. And then Batman is like, oh, Vicki Vale and mm-hmm. my parents are dead and Jack Palance. And Jack Palance always makes me feel things. but
I saw The Lion King on a military base.
Oh, really?
I did. Yeah, yeah.
At a military theater?
I guess.
It would be a military theater.
Yeah.
Or it'd be like, it'd be the PX. The PX theater.
Well, we call them Canex.
Oh, interesting.
In Canada.
Okay, so the American.
I would have been on Petawawa, which is the I think it's the indigenous name for the river and then the town that it was in, but it was it's a well-known base in Ontario. Mm. No, there wasn't a theater there. It would have been the town over had a small mall. So it would have been in Pembroke, and I think they had two screens. Mm. And I remember getting Yogan Fruits before we went in.
Okay, this is kind of an impossible question, okay. But it's a good movie question to get to know you. Yep. Again, we're going through this adventure of the movies that inspired us. What do you have a favorite genre of movies?
I think objectively, if you look at my top films, they broadly fall under action adventure.
Okay.
I really like fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty true of me across genres. The problem is there's a lot more crummy fantasy than there is like really high level excellence in storytelling fantasy. And I mean that across budgets. Like, I don't think Conan is a particularly high budget film.
Conan the Barbarian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that movie is like truly excellent. Mm-hmm. And always. But I think action adventure are where a lot of my tastes lie, but like broadly dramas. I'm more of a drama than a comedy person.
Okay.
Because one of my other favorite films is His Girl Friday, which...
kind of a comedy.
But broadly a drama, right? Like they have to keep the man from being executed.
Yes.
But written comedically.
The thing I always remember that movie is the reporters running into the room to all race for the phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like hiding in the desk.
Which is such a problem that like doesn't exist anymore.
Except in horror movies. The thing I remember is...
Get out of the way. I gotta get to the phone.
It's now the gif of Cary Grant being like, get out.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you? I mean, again, I think I know your answer.
You might not. Character dramas.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movies that knock my socks off tend to be, they're always dramas. I like dramas. I can watch a drama and sort of unwind.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Whereas I can't watch a comedy and unwind.
Yes.
So I like movies that make me think. And I like to experience the decisions and the sort of machinations of a character and why they do the thing. I like to figure out what makes a character or a human being tick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's because I'm a professional writer. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But that's what I like. So, you know, I don't really want to drop any movies in case we like might end up watching anything like that. But that's the genre of the movies. Here's a fun question that I found. We're going to get some interesting taste here. Ashley.
Yep.
Who's the most beautiful actress in the world?
Actress, female?
Yeah. We're also going to do actor.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, that's a great choice.
I just think she is so stunning. Mm-hmm. I would marry her to heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's also very smart. Okay. I think Lupita Nyong'o is really beautiful.
I'm going to say somebody at the height of their powers in the 90s.
That's fine.
I'm going to say Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman.
At the height of her powers in the 90s was just like, stunning.
Really stunning, yeah.
A goddess. Stunning.
I mean, still very stunning.
Oh, she is.
But I understand you. I understand the point you're making. Yeah.
Who is the most handsome actor in the world?
Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he's so beautiful. He looks like an alien. Yeah, I just think he's really stunning. I know he looks like an alien. I just like it so much.
Trying to think about who I think might be like most handsome actor in the world. This is a tough one for me.
That's interesting. I know who I would think that you would say.
Go ahead.
I mean, Henry Cavill's a pretty easy.
Henry Cavill's a good looking dude.
Answer.
I don't know if he's number one. I'm trying to think about, like, I think John David Washington's a good looking dude.
John David Washington, very handsome.
I think Idris Elba's a good looking dude.
Yeah. I think Hugh Jackman, again, at the height of his powers. I think he also looks great now, but like at the height of his powers.
Hugh Jackman, like 2000.
Yeah. Like the first X-Men movie. Yeah, Swimmer's body, Hugh Jackman.
Sure. Yeah, let's just go with that. That's good enough, right?
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Let's answer this.
Okay.
How long should a movie be? How long is too long?
Okay, like,
by the way, I'm pulling these questions from like a random list I found of movie questions to movie conversation questions to ask your friends.
So of course, this is all the caveat of like, it depends on the story. My favorite movie in the world is 5 hours long. I think the ideal length of a movie is 2 hours or less.
I agree. I think it all depends.
And if it's a horror movie, 90 minutes or less.
I think it all depends on the movie. I recently saw The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly at the New Beverly in Los Angeles, and it's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
And watching it with a crowd with the energy and seeing it on the big screen did not feel like 3 hours at all.
And moved
like a truck.
You made a really interesting statement to me about it, that because about half the crowd hadn't seen it before. And you realized for the first time how funny that movie was.
People laughed in places that I never expected people to laugh.
Which happens in a crowd.
Yep.
That is one of the cases mm-hmm. to be made for seeing a movie in a theater versus in your living room.
And it was the first time that I was like, oh, they probably did that for the audience to laugh at.
That movie's quite serious tonally. It's another drama.
It is. It's quite weird. But I agree. I think 2 hours or less. Mm-hmm. I think like there are some 90-minute movies that are like perfect.
100%.
But yes, I think modern filmmakers could be better editors.
I agree. I actually think right now, as we are recording this podcast, we are in an era of indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing a lot of imperfect but interesting movies right now, in my opinion. And a lot of them could use like 30 minutes shaved off of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this with my full chest. There's no reason for a James Bond movie to be longer than 2 hours. And I think my favorite James Bond movie might be longer than two hours.
Yeah, favorite James Bond movie is longer than 2 hours. Excuse me. What do you like to eat or drink while watching a movie?
Interesting. I prefer chips over popcorn.
Okay.
Personally.
Not a lot of movie theaters that sell chips.
Well, right now I'm in a season of my life where I'm watching a lot more movies at home.
The old person season.
the grumpy. I put your phone away. Nah. Please don't say anything. It's a movie.
People bad. Right.
Yes, I am entering the Frankenstein era of my life and I'm okay with that.
It's my favorite era of human existence. The Frankenstein era. Yeah.
Well, and after that, I believe, comes the Snow White Witch, where you're laughing and pulling the cellar door down on top of yourself.
And offering young ladies, would you like an apple?
Yeah. I can't wait to go down there and die amongst all my cats.
And all your kids are like, why are you talking to a mirror, mom?
And I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah, I have to be the fairest.
All of my kids, you mean my cat. What was the question?
What do you like to eat while watching movies?
What do I like to eat while watching movies? If we're at a movie theater, I like a chocolate thing. Okay. So like M&M's or a Milk Duds.
I'm like a Mike and Ike's guy.
You are. You're a fruity candy guy.
I am a fruity candy guy. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a term? Fruity candy guy. Let's see. How do you choose which movie to watch? Like, say you see a trailer, mm-hmm. say you see a commercial, like what makes you say, oh, I gotta go see that movie theaters?
Purely from a trailer. So like, I'm not gonna go see it because there's maybe an actor I like in it, or a writer who scripts it, or a director. Well,
those are assumed, right? You know?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So like, let's think about, a trailer that really got me was Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a trailer to tell me everything. In fact, I don't want it to tell me everything. Trailers, in my opinions, are one of the only times where no thoughts, just vibes can really rule out. I want to know how the movie's going to make me feel.
I agree.
And Moonlight, that trailer where it's Mahershala Ali and I can't remember that actor's name. It's Alex something, who plays the youngest version of the lead boy. Floating in the water and teaching him how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so beautiful. But they're, because they're in the ocean, there is an undercurrent of danger and uncertainty. And that is what Moonlight is. Mm-hmm. It's beautifully shot around a human tragedy. And that's one I want. When I see the movie, I want all thoughts, no vibes. Mm-hmm. I would rather have a headier film that's less artistic than the other way around. Like, I want the story to win out. But I want the movie to tell me how I'm going to feel. That's why I think horror movies right now have some of the best trailers. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Yeah, I have to see something that intrigues me, whether it is story or emotion or just something.
Or a stunt.
Or a stunt. Yeah, I mean, that's the gag of the new Mission Impossible movies. It's always like, holy cow, I got to see that stunt, even though you see it all in the trailer anyway. You know, I have to see it in the full screen, mm-hmm. the maximum biggest thing. But I think you nailed it right on the head. It's like, it is like, how do I think this thing is going to make me feel? And to lean onto that, and I'll answer this question first to give you time to think.
Okay.
I want to ask you, do you have a movie trailer that you could still remember that you're just like, man, that movie trailer was awesome?
So besides Moonlight.
Yes. Mine, I will go ahead and answer, give you time to think.
Yeah.
Mine is, I think it was the second full-length trailer for Star Trek 2009. It's the one where they use the line from Pike where he says, your dad was captain of a starship for 5 minutes and he saved 86 people. I dare you to do better. And that, they use the song from this group called Two Steps from Hell. Mm-hmm. I've heard it, you know, stuff like that. But there's that, it was that line with that song. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, this is not my daddy's Star Trek. Holy cow.
Okay, so I didn't see this movie theatrically.
Mm-hmm.
But just casting
the trailer didn't work.
Casting my mind back, I was too young.
Okay.
And I did not want to see it. I thought it was going to be too scary.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the first teaser for Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Interesting.
Where they're cresting the hill is the first teaser trailer. And then the first full-length trailer opens with Sean Bean Boromir picking up the ring from the snow where Frodo has dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone doesn't know, I have a huge bias toward Lord of the Rings. I really, really love all things Tolkien. But those like really live rent free in my mind. I can probably tell you more trailers I think did a disservice to the quality of the movie than ones that I think really stuck them. Cause I think trailer editing is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. So we talked a little bit about ourselves here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are an actress.
I am.
And you also work in the pop culture space.
Mm-hmm.
For Popverse. I am a writer. I work for CBS Television, making comic books on the side and podcasting. I think we've got a lot of personal details here. Should we talk about the podcast? Is basically going to be like, we're going to choose a movie that inspired us in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you all watch it with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we will break down trivia bits and scenes and things that stood out to us, right or wrong. We'll, of course, rate it. We'll have to figure out all the details. We're working on mm-hmm. it. We're thinking. I want to bring up a question to you first.
Okay.
That is kind of a, should we watch the movie trailer for the movie we're going to watch in the episode? Okay, I'll use an example here because I brought it up. Say, this is not going to be one of the movies, but it could be, but it's not. Let's say we are watching the Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, we're going to watch Star Trek.
Yeah.
Do we watch the trailer for Star Trek in this episode or at the beginning of the Star Trek episode after we've seen the movie to just kind of be like, that's what they put in the trailer?
No, we should watch it in this episode.
Okay.
And if it's the case where, as is going to sometimes happen, where the other person hasn't seen it, they should give their initial thoughts, including reservations.
Okay, I like this.
Right. And then that can be the primer to be like, okay, well, then we're going to come back and talk about this next.
Okay, I agree.
And then I think we could always revisit the trailer if for some reason it comes up in conversation.
Yes, and I also think, too, that eventually we're going to open it up to questions.
Yep.
And we will say the questions on like the next episode after everybody has watched the episode or whatever. And we'll have to remember that or whatever. So, okay. I also was going to say that, again, we're tuning inspiring. We're going to try to pick movies that people would not normally pick for podcasts like this. We want to go.
So we're probably not doing Citizen Kane. We're probably not doing The Godfather.
Well, we're also going to say we also do Geek History Lesson,
yep.
as you all know, and which is a geeky, you know, teaching characters a lesson of pop culture. We're not going to do any film that you would probably hear on Geek. So if it's geeky, Or it's superhero-y, it will probably not appear on this podcast.
So, for example, we were talking about the 2009 Star Trek. We've actually already done a Geek History Lesson retrospective on that. So that's where that's going to stay.
But there might be a chance that a comic book one could sneak into your...
Yeah. Like, History of Violence,
History of Violence, Road to Perdition.
It could sneak in for sure. Yeah.
Some films like that.
But we're trying to keep superhero genre...
Away. Yeah. We have a whole other podcast for that one. And... You know, we're going to try to pick different ones. And I will say that I'm kind of inspired by Ashley's first choice.
Hey.
That I was going to pitch, Ashley, that should our quote unquote first season, I don't know how long the first season is going to be, but it'll be however long we do it.
Yep.
Should it be based around a theme? Because I have a theme based on your that I think fit.
Okay. Pitch me.
Let's
do some development.
This will not reveal your choice.
That's fine. Yeah.
So my theme would be, is this the adventure season?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I could go with that. That's so broad enough that we could pick, you know, just about anything.
I'm just saying that if the adventure season, the first season of the Movies That Inspire Us podcast is the adventure season, however you want to interpret
100%,
that, could be interpreted, but it will be something that inspired us that is sort of themed around an adventure.
Yeah, great.
So this is going to be the adventure season. We're going on an adventure.
I'm going on an adventure.
Do I have to clip that out now? I'm going on an adventure. Like Bilbo saying that?
No, don't make more work for yourself. You sure?
Yeah, I have too much work already. okay, so this is going to be the adventure season. Should we announce the first movie of the Movies That Inspire Us, the one that we're going to listen to or talk about in the very next episode?
Yes, let's.
All right, Ashley, this is your choice. This is Ashley Victoria Robinson's choice. Ashley, what is the first movie we are going to watch on the Movies That Inspired Us podcast?
The first movie that we are going to watch is Adventureland. 2009's Adventureland, directed by Greg Mottola, who, according to this poster, is the director of Superbad, which I haven't seen, starring Jesse Eisenberg, Kristen Stewart, Ryan Reynolds, Kristen Wiig, Bill Hader, Martin Starr, everybody that you can think of who was popular in 2009 is in this movie. It is set in 1987. And it is about a young journalist who wants to go to Europe for the summer after he graduates and instead gets a job at his local theme park.
I have never seen this movie.
Yeah. I went through a real phase with this movie.
I want you to save why.
Yeah, that's fine.
For this episode, why this is going to be our first movie. I have found the trailer. It might be a rated R trailer. I don't know.
Should I say really quickly? It is streaming for free.
Oh, please.
On Pluto TV.
So you can watch it there.
You can watch it there. You'll have to watch ads, but it's free. You don't even need an account.
Yeah, yeah. Watch it there before the next episode so you'll be ready to watch it with us. We're big supporters of Pluto TV as well. We could spoil the hell out of this movie before you see it. Who knows?
But yeah, yeah.
Hey, it's whatever you want to do. All right, so we're going to watch Adventureland. Here is the trailer.
My estimate for the Europe trip was a little off.
I suggest you get a job.
Jesse Eisenberg.
A summer job.
Mm-hmm. Happy graduation, kiddo.
I wrote for the Gordian Knot. It was a literary journal. No, I've never actually driven an asphalt mixer per se, but I did once drive my friend's van to Wisconsin on a pretty lengthy road trip.
He's like eternal teenager.
What am I supposed to do? I'm not even qualified for
I really liked
labor.
Him during this period.
Life after college. He's not exactly what James
Life after
expected.
College.
I don't have much work experience.
James, wait, that's not right. James.
Bill Hader.
Yeah. Yep.
By accepting this
t-shirt, I love Bill Hader.
You are
hired.
And Kristen Wiig.
Yep.
You get to deal with exciting career opportunities.
Nasty. You'll get better at avoiding that.
Oh, I knew Ryan Reynolds was in this movie.
Yeah.
5 minute bathroom.
He plays a real butthead in this movie.
A few of those up in case you have to go number two.
And inspiring leadership.
All right, the race is on. We have a winner. Here's this.
Hey, James. Have you ever seen a horse race before?
You really got it going on there. You got it free.
This is how we met.
I'm amazed at how tiny my paycheck is.
We are doing the work of pathetic, lazy morons.
Please.
I forgot the Twilight Zone. Twilight Girl was in this too. The
Kristen Stewart. Yeah.
Party at my house tonight. My dad's at it.
This is also before Ryan Reynolds got jacked.
Yes. Well, yeah, yeah. He's skinny in this, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
James, every time
he's not as wide.
Yeah. He's not a superhero yet.
She'd look like naked.
Coming?
Yeah, you go ahead. I'll be in a second.
Overhead him. Look at this thing. Yeah.
this spring.
This trailer is so long.
It is. From the director. 2 minutes and 30 seconds long. Maybe we should have watched the teaser.
There's a whole corn dog.
My father's such a douche.
There's a whole worst corn dog. Ever. Oh, God. This song was in every trailer.
Well, most of the music is Yola Tango, so it's better than this.
Get out of my doorway.
You don't know what I'm capable of.
Thanks, Bobby. Hey, no problem.
Might just lead.
I love your song. Come on, let's dance.
To the best time of his life.
Lots of music, reaction shots.
Yeah.
Bill Hader sniffing a hot dog.
Bill Hader's weird in this movie.
No.
Adventureland.
I've been drinking drugs. I think I had a bad corn dog.
Yeah, don't ever eat the corn dogs.
Okay.
I haven't seen this movie in 10 years.
All right, it's going to be interesting. I have not seen this movie. Based on this, it kind of just looks like, oh, Martin Starr, that's who the guy
yes,
was.
Yeah.
He's really good in the Tulsa King.
He is really funny in this, if my memory serves.
It's interesting because I think, again, like, I think part of this was filmed in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I lived there, and I think they filmed this.
Which is hilarious because it's set in a fake town, I believe, in Pennsylvania, based on a real crappy theme park in New York, and they shot it in Tulsa.
I think, I'll have to look that up. I think this is shot in Tulsa, Oklahoma at an abandoned, because there was, when I lived there, I believe I lived in Tulsa when they filmed this movie there. Because this was 2009. So I could be wrong about that, but it doesn't matter. Well, you know what? We'll do research on that for the next
there
episode.
There you go.
Ashley, since it'll be your movie, I'll expect you to come up with the fun facts and the fun trivia besides all the scenes and things that inspired you.
Here's my first piece of fun trivia. The running time is 107 minutes, so it's not long.
Well, it already fits your rule.
It does. It's already a great movie.
It already fits your rule. All right. Well, this is going to be fun. Make sure and go watch Adventureland. When the next episode, the Adventureland episode, is going to come out, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll
don't worry about it. Watch your podcast feeds. It'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen sometime around next month,
ever.
Next week, next day.
Could be. Not next day.
Could be next day if you bulk streamed these episodes. They're all together.
I thought you were going to say if we bulked up like Ryan Reynolds.
We bulked up like Ryan Reynolds.
6 months from now, you'll see in our Adventureland episode, and we'll be jacked.
Okay, so let's see. I don't know. This movie, I think, is either going to be...
Be honest.
This trailer.
Even if you think it looks bad.
From this trailer.
Yeah.
This movie is either going to be absolute garbage. Or, because there's that mid-2000s college party movie.
Yeah.
Or, it's going to be a stellar sleeper hit.
Mm-hmm.
And the trailer is completely misrepresenting this movie. Because I've seen that too before. I don't know which way it's going to go. It is crazy how almost everybody in this cast is now a big deal.
Is someone, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is before, I want everyone to know.
Social Network?
Twilight is out now. This is before The Social Network.
But this is after Twilight.
But so
Twilight
she
won.
Is the star in this movie.
Yeah, and she's barely in the trailer.
Yeah.
Barely.
She's a supporting character.
But it's also a thing about Ryan Reynolds. Like, Ryan Reynolds is like a major leading man now.
Is he?
Yes.
No, now. Not when this movie was made.
No. Yeah, in 20... Now?
I was like, I was like, in 2009? I mean, I don't know if he was a major star.
Oh.
Green Lantern hadn't even flopped yet.
Well, I was going to be like, last year he had two leading roles, which all but were major hits.
I know. I was... If you don't know this about me, I am like the first to throw Ryan Reynolds under the bus.
Yes, fellow Canadian to throw a fellow Canadian underneath the bus.
Yeah. I actually didn't mean it this time.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, come on the podcast anytime.
Have we explained enough about who we are and why we want to do this podcast?
I don't think we have. It's like
really?
Very much. I think we've explained a lot about our tastes in movies.
Oh.
I don't really think we've explained anything about ourselves personally.
Well, I'll just do that next.
Just have to figure it out. Google us. We're very Googleable.
There you go. If you want to know more.
Yeah.
Ah, sure. Why not? All right, cool. So next episode of the Movies That Inspired Us podcast, our own personal movie club is going to be Adventureland, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really great. You can follow me on TikTok at Jason Edmund Writer. Ashley, where can they find you on TikTok?
You can find me you can find me on all social media at Ashley V. Robinson. The V is very important.
Yes. We also need to figure out how we're going to end this podcast, because that's a big problem we have. We're not good at indie podcasts.
We're great at ending Geek History Lesson.
Well, we've been doing that for 9 years.
I know.
This is the first time we've done this one.
Should we say see you in the movies?
See, isn't that what Roper and Ebert used to, Roper and Ebert used to say? See you at the movies.
I'm not going
to
pretend like I've ever listened, watched, or read anything by them.
Why not?
Because I think I was a child when they stopped doing it. So I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
All That's right. all, folks. Hasta la vista,
literally,
baby.
Literally just put down. This year was like, the podcast is over. I'm going to throw my partner to the wind. We're just done. It's going to be exciting. This is the season of adventure.
This is a season of adventure.
The season of adventure movies. We're going to watch Adventureland next time we see you.
Yep.
Next time you hear us. I hope it's an adventure. It might not be.
It will be an adventure either way.
We'll see you after we've watched the movies.